All right, so get this. Today's deep dive, we're going to be talking about shipyards,
Okay.
sustainable tech, and even a project called Skywalker.
Interesting.
Yeah, right? Skywalker. I mean, come on. Intrigued. I know I was when I saw your request to dig into Nekkar.
Yeah, well, this red-eye report you sent, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But I think we can cut through the jargon and figure out if Nekkar is really as amazing as they sound.
So, Nekkar, not exactly something everyone's talking about at, cocktail parties. What do they actually do?
Right, so they used to be called TTS Group.
Okay.
But then, and this is interesting, they just went all in on sustainable ocean technology. They sold a bunch of their other business units, which is smart because the ocean economy is, it's just blowing up right now.
Yeah.
Huge growth, which means a huge need for companies that can make things, more efficient, more eco-friendly. And Nekkar is like right there.
Okay, so they're in the right place at the right time. But how are they going to be the winner in that space? This report keeps bringing up this buy and build strategy. What is that?
Yeah, so buy and build, it sounds riskier than it is.
Okay.
They're basically buying up smaller companies, right? Ones with a lot of potential.
Ah.
And sometimes it really works out. Like they bought Syncrolift back in 2015.
What is that? What do they do?
So imagine like a massive ship, right? Needs repairs. How do you get that thing out of the water?
A really, really big crane.
Yeah, a giant crane, but more than that. So Syncrolift, they build these super efficient ship lift systems, basically like massive elevators for ships.
Oh, wow.
And the technology behind it actually really cool. They use these things called rigid platforms, much safer than the older articulated ones.
Okay, so less downtime for the ships, more efficient, good for business.
Exactly. Syncrolift has been a home run for Nekkar, but, and there's always a but, remember Fize K.
ZK. I'm guessing that's not a good story.
Not yet, at least. They're still trying to figure that one out.
So Syncrolift good, FiZK. We'll see. But they've got other companies in their portfolio, right? It's not just shiplifts. This report mentions a few others. Like there's this IntelliLift. Sounds pretty futuristic.
Yeah, it's all about AI and automation,
Okay.
but for offshore drilling, which, drilling for oil in the ocean, that's a whole other level of complicated,
Yeah, bet.
dangerous too. So IntelliLift is trying to make that whole process, safer, more efficient.
Right, makes sense. So again, Nekkar's found a market that really needs what they're offering. And what about this Takano Ocean Lift? Bit of a mouthful, but it's also in that same like cranes and heavy lifting world, right?
Yeah, cranes and gangways, but like high-tech versions. Think precision, intelligent systems, not just brute strength.
Okay, so less like wrecking ball, more surgical tool.
Exactly.
This is cool. Okay, but we can't forget Skywalker. I mean, come on, a robot that climbs wind turbines? That's like something out of a movie.
I know, right? It's like they almost don't want to talk about it, but also they kind of do.
Yeah.
It's still in development, but the idea is it's a robot that can climb those massive offshore wind turbines, do repairs, maintenance, all that.
Because that's a huge problem, right?
Yeah.
Like getting people out there to fix those things, it's got to be a nightmare.
Huge problem. Expensive, dangerous. So if Skywalker works, it could be, a total game changer.
It sounds like it. Okay, so we've got ship lifts, AI drilling tech, super strong, super smart cranes, and a robot that like scales giant windmills.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm starting to see why this report, they're so high on Nekkar. Like they even gave them a buy rating, 70% upside. Pretty impressive.
It's a lot, yeah.
Especially for someone like you who's interested in Nekkar. That's a big deal.
Big deal. They have a lot of things going for them, strong
Yeah.
financials, good track record with these acquisitions, except maybe Fize Gay.
Right.
But then there's Skywalker. I mean, if that works out, we're talking,
Yeah, that's the wild card, isn't it?
Totally.
But okay, so no investment's perfect, right? There's got to be some risks. What does this report say about, what could go wrong?
Well, the ship lift market, it's getting competitive. There's this company, Pearlson. They're really gaining some ground.
Oh, interesting. Always someone, right, coming up behind you. So competition, but anything else? I mean, are there any other like red flags for Nekkar?
I mean, we've talked about the acquisitions. Fizike, not every gamble pays off.
Right.
And Skywalker, like, it's cool, don't get me wrong, but it's all theoretical, right? They still have to, make it
Yeah.
work.
Find the right partners, deal with regulations, prove that the robot can, actually climb a wind turbine in a hurricane.
Exactly.
Okay, so big picture, What's the takeaway here? Is Netcar like a company worth investing in? What do you think?
I think if you want something predictable, something, you know, safe, this ain't it. This is for someone who's okay with, you know,
a little risk.
Yeah, a little risk, a little excitement.
If you like those companies that are really trying to, you know, push the boundaries, mm-hmm. do something new, Netcar, I mean, they might be onto something big.
They might.
So for you listening, I think the big question is, what would you ask Netcar? What do you need to know to feel good about, you know, investing? Because sometimes the best insights come from just, you know, asking the right questions. And that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Until next time.